This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well, it's not quite December yet, but man, is it Christmassy feeling out there. Good morning,
sure
guys.
Is. You bet.
Your first present. We're back from vacation. Lucky. Oh. So how are you?
I'm feeling that vibe. You're not? Were you being sarcastic? I feel that
Christmas vibe. Oh, Christmas? No.
Well, you got Christmas movies.
You got little kids. I know.
I climbed on my roof and almost killed myself, which is apparently a dad tradition.
Yeah.
I'm hearing as I talk to people and go, that is cuss word high. Did you know how high it is up there?
The harrowing tales of the home decoration.
Jesus.
Literally, for daddy. Daddy, be careful up there. Now get up there.
Yeah, and I'm telling my kids, listen, you guys, just stop talking to me, okay? I'm trying to concentrate. I really don't want to go over the edge of this because you have to get it to the edge. Yeah. Right to the edge.
Right to the edge.
I had to come from the top. I couldn't come up the front. Our ladder wouldn't reach. And the driveway was down, it just was not possible. So there I am up top, hanging over the front.
Oh.
Dad, it's going great. It looks good. I'm like, get out of here. Get
out of here. I don't want to look down. I can't look down.
Stop it.
He said, that sounds so
fun. Oh, man, it was crazy. And then my wife's like, hey, kids, look, Dad's doing great. I'm like, all of you, stop it.
You know, every year they send me, I don't know who they are, but they have these cards and they send them out and they're like, we will come and decorate your house for you. And then we'll come afterward and we'll take it all down and store it for you till next year. So your first year costs the most.
Right.
Who is it? Do you know the name of the company?
Oh, I don't know, but it's smart. Whatever it is. No, if I knew the name of the company, I wouldn't have been on the roof yesterday.
Listen, Vinny, we only have a one-story house. So for us, putting up some lights... You know, we're talking a 12-foot fall. That worst-case scenario. I've seen your house.
12-foot fall onto cement is enough to send you to the hospital.
It's no joke.
Right.
But it ain't no 20 feet.
No, that's true.
You know, that's... You do...
I got way more comfortable as I hit the grass and bushes and parts of the yard where I felt like... I like my chances here.
I could fall and I could land in that bush. Mm-hmm. I am a bush man after all.
That's true. I have fallen in a bush or two.
And survived it.
Right. So, yeah, that was, but I got the vibe. I watched the Santa Christmas Chronicle. I don't remember what it's called, but it's the Kurt Russell.
Oh, that's not what we want to talk about here.
What?
That's not the movie we want to talk about here.
We talked, we watched the first one.
No.
I don't know if that was last year or not.
No.
But then we watched the new one. You know what?
There's another. There's something else.
Kurt Russell
that you watch
and Goldie Hawn might be America's best couple. They're so cute and so good together in this movie.
No, I don't disagree with you about how darling they are. It's more that there's another show I want you to.
You know what I watched
about.
Also?
Oh, what?
The Queen's Gambit?
Yeah, that's good. Okay,
I started
what
that.
Else did
I haven't
you...
finished it yet, but it is.
What else did you watch, though? There's one other thing.
Oh, Bryn. Blippi, dude.
Like,
no,
Blippi,
it's not Blippi.
You start to hate Blippi, don't you? Like, he's not a bad guy, but...
He's not a bad guy.
They're watching that on repeat.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. And my daughter keeps going, why does he talk so high? And I'm like, well, would you like him if he was all, hello?
Yeah. No, that's not what I'm talking about.
How are you?
Sarah's going somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know where you're going, but I don't.
So let me just get the date here. Let me just see what exactly I'm talking
about here. You sat the whole week waiting to bring this
up? Oh, I've been waiting. So let's see here. Saturday, November 21st.
I'm going to spit my coffee out.
Oh, I'm sorry. Friday, November 20th at 11:34 p.m., Vinny was still awake. And at the end of Love Actually, that's one of the end scenes. This is the scene at the airport where Liam Neeson and his son Sam are trying to catch Joanna at the airport. That's the end of the movie, Love Actually.
No, I finished it.
And Vinny says, let's never talk about this. I believe I replied, not likely. All right, so after, I don't know, when is that, like a 03-04 movie, something like that? After 16 plus years of telling you, you got to watch it, so good, tell me everything.
I liked it okay.
You loved it.
In fact, if anything, because it's been oversold, I think it probably injured the movie some, but it was good. I liked it. I did well up, but that's nothing new at this point.
Which part did you well up at?
A bunch of different things.
What about when he proposes to her at the end? And she's up on the balcony.
And then she did English too. I loved it. Yeah, I absolutely was like, Jesus, I am pathetic. I'm a loser. And I don't know what to say for myself here. But I also cried when the stupid rock guy.
Oh my God, it's so good.
I'm like, Turns out, my God.
The love of my life is you. Oh, my God. I love that movie so much. So we watch it every Christmas. So I'm wondering, how did this happen after all these years? Did she, like, tie you down to the couch? What happened? Who suggested it?
It wasn't like that.
Who
but
suggested
there was,
it?
There was just a moment of, we've seen so much of what this TV has to offer.
Yes. Oh, that is, in fact, that has never been more true than after 8 months of staying home and a week of vacation with nothing to do.
And I've honestly not watched as much TV as many, but more than normal. And we've plowed through most things. And yes, it did get to the point where I'm like, all right.
So you suggested it.
No.
Oh, stop it.
No.
You said, let's just get to this. We've watched everything else.
No, that's
tonight
not
is
how
Love
it
Actually. So how did it go? Please walk me through it. How did Vinny's I can't tell you. I'm telling you, every 20 minutes this occurred to me throughout the rest of vacation. Oh my God.
That's ridiculous.
Vinny watched Love Actually. Oh my God. Vinny watched Love Actually. Oh my God. Vinny watched Love Actually. Okay,
go ahead. So pathetic. Just all of my walls are crumbling. It's really stupid.
Let him go. I don't want to, though.
I mean.
No, let him go. No one wants to, Vinny. But life is so much easier once you do.
No. There's
you just
still
give
movies.
Up. Look, give up. Give in. Let God.
I'm still never going to watch Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Dancing sucks.
That's never going to happen. So
Love Actually, though, every Christmas. And there is an edited version you can get that doesn't have the porno stuff in it. They edit that whole stuff. And then your daughters can watch it.
The porno stuff isn't even porn. Like,
your daughters can't see that yet.
I know, but I'm just, that really was not what I thought it would be. And I thought,
funny though. Can you get that?
Yeah, I just kind of went.
And massage. Okay. Yep.
Yeah. It didn't look sexy at all.
It's the funniest. It's the funniest, stupidest thing, because there's no porns that are made like that. Please, they're not checking the lighting on porns. What is this, 1975? Come on.
Well, I'd love to argue with you, but there's plenty of times I'm like, get a light on that. I'm trying to look at that. What are you doing?
Light. We don't check light. It's a porn. So
you're under there. You might as well bring a flashlight with you crying out loud.
Put one of those headgear things on. What are those things called? The little headlamps that the doctors wear? Get one of those going.
Then the next scene is the guy's face. You're like, what? Would you just go back and light the...
Oh, I thought you were talking about In Love Actually, where it's his face and her legs, one on either side of his legs, and they're just chatting because they're the stand-ins for the actual porn stars.
Oh, is that what they're doing?
Yeah, where the scene where it's just his face and it's her legs, one on either side of his face. Yeah. They're just
the stand-ins for the porno stars.
Yes, they're the stand-ins for the. Oh, they're getting the light. They're not.
I missed that part entirely.
No. Yeah, they're not porn stars.
I thought they were the ones.
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh. Okay. Well, then that makes more sense because, frankly, I was like, "This isn't. Yeah. This doesn't look."
It's just comic relief. And how about the guy who goes to America?
He's fun.
Yeah, and, that's fun.
But how about? I mean,
and
such a joke.
He's Christian.
Such a joke that he ends up in that bar. But that's fun.
That's so good.
With those girls.
I know
what, actually? I think, if anything, maybe the worst part of the movie was when he shows back up. And is it Denise Richards?
Yeah, so dumb.
Like,
so
she
dumb.
Didn't even do a good job with that.
She's the sexy one.
I thought that was like the worst.
Totally awful. She can't act even in a scene where all her entire job is walk out of the terminal, walk out of the tunnel, and walk up and kiss this guy.
It didn't work for me.
It was horrible. She's awful. You could cut that part out of the movie.
Yep.
So dumb.
Well, anyway, yes, I saw it.
For real.
I give it a medium.
Oh,
it
my
was
God.
Fine.
You loved it. You actively tried to not like it.
No,
Next time you watch it, you'll enjoy it more.
I don't know if I'll do that
every Christmas.
But you're right. The scene at the end with the languages, that got me good.
Oh, my God. So good. And he goes to the house. First, he goes to, like, his...
Spoiler alert.
No, there's no spoilers. This movie is 16 years old, at least. First, he goes to his relative's house, and he's dropping off all the presents, and all the kids are, Uncle Jamie! Uncle Jamie! And then he's like, I've got to go. Because he's got to go to, you know.
Right.
Wherever the hell she lives, France or something. Portuguese chick in France. Right? Is that where it is? Anyway.
I didn't watch it, but I can't. You've seen it how many times?
I know. And now I'm like, well, she speaks Portuguese, but she's like in France working on his house. So, yeah, that's. I hate Uncle Jamie. So good. God. Oh, and then when Hugh Grant's going door to door. Trying to find the chick.
Yeah, what? Hugh Grant is
so charming.
He's better in Paddington, I have to admit. I liked him better in Paddington 2, but...
Stop it.
I'm being serious. He is excellent in Paddington 2.
Well, he's excellent in everything he does. He's Hugh
but,
Grant.
But I did enjoy him in that movie, and that also worked for me. They got to get the girl or boy or whatever in order for it to work.
Like, I'd say those are substantial thighs. Yes.
Yeah. What? Why is everybody capping on that girl's butt? Know. Jesus.
Looks, I mean, really, it does seem wrong.
Anyway.
Her name. I can't believe it.
Yeah, I can't.
What the F is my effing coat? Oh, hi, Prime Minister. So good. Well, listen, I want you to know that you have given me the best Christmas present I could have ever received.
Oh, that is nice to hear. I'm glad you... I knew you'd enjoy it. That's why I texted it to you. Mm. But I was hoping if I did it early,
that you'd get over it. It was the first night of vacation you texted me, and I just have been popping to talk about it since.
Clearly.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so happy. I'm so happy. You know why? Because I think everyone needs to have that experience.
Love Actually?
Of Love Actually. It's so lovely. Plus, it's in England.
Anyway,
like,
I really
so nice.
Like Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn in these Christmas Chronicles
really?
Movies. They were great.
All right.
They really are fun.
Should I watch them? I'll watch something on your recommendation.
No, you shouldn't. They're kids' movies.
Oh,
they're for kids. No, if you watched it, you'd be like, I'm so mad at him for wasting my time.
Oh.
But for kids, they're fun.
Did you get to... What are you reading right now?
Are you talking to me?
You, yes.
There's no reading. I haven't read one. You know what we have?
Ready Player 2 came out this week.
I know. Have you heard the term terrible twos?
Yes.
We have that in my house in full bloom. Terrible two. There's no more naps.
Oh.
They've just gone away. They don't happen.
Oh.
The destruction thing has.
That's
it's
real.
It's just. You stop them, stop her from doing the one thing, and she moves to the next before you've even picked up the danger thing that she was just doing. So it's really.
You gotta build one of those padded side playpens.
I was on a lot of baby duty over the vacation. A lot. Oh. There was nowhere to, you know. What do we? We didn't have guests. There were no guests. I don't know if you had any, but we had no guests.
I thought you were having I thought your mom was coming.
Nope.
Oh,
no
my
guess.
God. Nobody came?
No. We had a great... Listen, I'm sure it's not going to sound like it, especially, you know, since I kicked it all off with Love Actually. It's like... Wah, wah, wah. Make a fart sound. Thank you.
No, stop it. I thought it was going to be the happiest story ever. I thought you had like a house full.
No, we did have a great vacation. Really great. We had a lot of fun. I took the kids to the beach. I know some safe spots where we could go. There were a couple of the days were so nice.
So nice. Beautiful. I mean,
it didn't feel wintry, but it was nice. So we had a great time, but no, we had no help. Zero. And zero visits.
But Uncle Jan and Grandma were coming.
I don't know if you saw in the news, but we are surging everywhere.
Today's
headline
is like
indoor dining canceled.
Yeah.
Everywhere. So it's like out.
Well, LA is particularly bad, right? They were like saying only your immediate family. That's it. But I didn't know if that would, you know.
Well,
some people don't care and they're like, I'm lost to my family.
They're quarantined over there, so we felt comfortable with it. Really, it's, you know, can they make the trip without having to do a dozen stops? And
right.
But it just, in the end, we just didn't do it, and no one came over, and we ended up having...
They decided that?
What's that?
Did they decide that and told you?
They did.
Okay.
They did.
Wow.
So, I think... That's cool. Well, you know what? I'm sure Nona said to herself in a quiet moment, if I get those kids sick... Or they get me sick, I'm going to be mad.
Yeah. You're surrounded by vulnerable people.
Right. So we just decided to not, and it worked out great. And we had dinner was great. Everything went great.
We had a great dinner, too. Just the four of us. It was
good.
Nice. Yeah. And lots of leftovers. So, you know, turkey sandwiches out the yin yang. And turkey soup last night. John made turkey soup. Woo! So good.
Last night, huh?
Yeah,
it
happened Thursday. Right. So he keeps, you know... By the time you've eaten all the sandwiches, now you're down to like the dark meat. And then he makes the soup. So we'll have that again tomorrow.
I hate that dark meat, but man, two of the people in my house love it.
I don't mind
dark
meat.
It's the best part.
Oh, it isn't. Mm-hmm. It isn't, though. It's all the gurgly, stringy stuff.
Oh, yeah.
No, you got to get all that stuff off of there. It's, you know. But it's the best in the turkey soup. It was a nice, fatty turkey soup with rice.
Mm-hmm. All right. And what else? Like, so I haven't heard anything out of you. What'd you do?
Really not that much. And the one thing that I did do, I can't tell you about until after my mom's birthday. So. It's not that exciting.
Well, when is that?
It's not this weekend.
Oh.
It's not exciting. But I'll tell you about it next week and I'll show you. To God, I'm like, I've never made anything so beautiful. This is so pretty.
You made it for your mom.
Well, I'm making it. It's taking a lot longer than I had anticipated.
So this will be like
I'll tell you about it next
ship.
Week. It might have to be. I was saying this morning to her, I'm like, I don't know if this thing is getting to you by your birthday.
Oh, she knows all about it.
She doesn't. I would tell you. She knows I'm making her something, but she doesn't know.
Oh.
What it is. And you oh my God, it's so gorgeous. Oh my
is
God.
Is it bigger than a bread basket?
It is not. Don't guess. Please don't guess. She just texted me. I can see that a text just came in. I'm not. It's fine. You know, handmade crap. The woman. You know, what is she? I think she's turning 75 years old. I'm not positive. I think it's 75.
Is it made of a rock?
It's not made of a rock. Although she asked for something made of a rock, but I figured out something else that I could do. All right. It doesn't. So that's it. Honestly, I made things. That is my, you surfed when you could and dealt with your children.
I
made things. Bryn, what, sum it all up.
I ate a bunch and I hung out with my daughter, pretty much. Exactly it. Groundhog Day over here too.
So you had no help? Did you have guests?
We had 2 days. So there was one day where I was with my family and then there was another day where I was with Anita's family and that was it. Those 2 days were action packed and so much food, but the rest of it was no help in me and Cameron. Yeah. All day.
And your wife had to work during it?
She worked, most of the days.
Yeah, Christina worked too.
Mm-hmm. Oy.
So that was...
So all on you. Woo!
Yeah. Yay!
What about you, Nikki? Do you guys have a nice... Do you have a big throwdown, a super spread event?
No. We made Christmas decorations for our front lawn.
Oh, cool.
You made Christmas decorations for your front lawn.
Yeah.
What do those look like?
They're reindeer. And so my dad, when I was a kid, my dad cut out some things. And then we've been bugging him for years to finish it. And so then he finally cut out the rest. And so we all painted. So we just did
a lot of painting. Oh, like he has like a jigsaw and he made antlers and reindeer and bodies. And now you painted them and put them on the lawn.
Yeah.
All and right. they're not in the garage Crafty. Anymore.
Yeah.
That is amazing. So you got to put up some pictures. Did you put up pictures?
No, I didn't.
Oh, well, look
at the I'll put up one that I did. It's a reindeer fishing.
Oh, boy. This
oh, that sounds fun.
The reindeers are doing activities that don't involve Christmas. I had no idea. This is, I cannot wait to see.
I'll post it on my story.
Post a bunch. Just All take right. a bunch of them, yeah. Okay. On your story, post it up as a regular post.
Yeah.
Well, because it's
What's
big.
This 20? Yeah, put it up.
Okay.
Just put the thing up.
Well, I got home and I see my dad, like, he just adds things every year. And
that's the
around,
way.
Around the neighborhood, I was like, Dad, this guy's beating you. He goes, I'm not done yet. I'm like, Dad, this guy's done. I'm not done yet. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that is. You know what? My neighbors can have it. After being up on the roof a while, I'm like, no, I don't know what Errol's doing over there, but that is insane. He got up onto that second level and was, I mean, I don't know how he did it. And then my neighbor across the street yesterday was, he's on that second level taking phone calls and doing all this. I'm like, guess this like dad thing, at some point you get good at it. But my first day doing it was yesterday and I did not like it. I was like, this is.
And you got to take those down at some point.
I know.
This is why decorations stay up all year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, because dads are like, I am too scared.
I didn't like that.
No.
Nope.
So when are you going to take them down? Like a minute?
Listen, they went up yesterday. I'm going to try and hold out as long as humanly possible.
Oh, okay.
Oh, look, rain's here. Oh, rain's due in a week.
I can't. I can't do that now. Too slippery. All right, we're super late. Hi, you guys. It's nice to be back.
Yeah,
good to see you people. We meet here at 5:45 in the morning. Hi. We're all here. KLLC, KLLC, HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We will be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.